It's Wednesday, January 13th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The strictest anti-conversion law in India went into effect in the state of Madhya Pradesh this month. At least 9 other states in India have passed similar legislation. However, the new law in Madhya Pradesh allows police to arrest people without a warrant and hold them without bail, with the suspect having to prove their innocence. Such laws in India are used to target Christians who evangelize or distribute aid. Matthew 10, verse 32 says, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." The U.S. put Cuba back on its list of state sponsors of terrorism this week. The communist regime joined Syria, Iran, and North Korea. Countries on the list are exposed to a range of sanctions. Last month, the U.S. pulled Sudan, Africa off the list after the country normalized ties with Israel. The Canadian government is shutting down a hospice in British Columbia for refusing to participate in euthanasia. Delta Hospice Society announced last week that the health authority plans to evict them and expropriate about $15 million of their assets simply for refusing to kill their patients. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a free speech case involving a Christian student named Chike Uzwekabonam and Georgia Gwinnett College. In 2016, Uzwekabonam was distributing Christian pamphlets when campus police told him he could not do so unless he was in a, quote, free speech zone, end quote. Even after Uzwekabonam complied, police